This is TRI News. I'm Paul James. 16 foreign academics, including two Nobel laureates, have been elected to the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Andre Diem was the co-winner of the 2010 Nobel Prize in Physics. James Stoddart was a co-winner of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2016. They're among the 77 newly elected CAS academics, the CAS and the Chinese Academy of Engineering, two of China's leading technological think tanks, have been adding a number of new names to their official rosters this month. The CAS list comes just a day after the release of the new CAE academics, which included U.S. billionaire Bill Gates. A senior Chinese military officer has committed suicide. Authorities have confirmed that Zhang Yang, a member of the Central Military Commission, took his own life at his home in Beijing last Thursday. The Central Military Commission says Zhang was under investigation for his links to Guo Boxiong and Xu Saiho. Both Guo and Xu were former top generals and vice chairman of the commission and were ensnared in the country's crackdown on corruption. A court in Hunan has sentenced Taiwan resident Li Mingche to 5 years in prison for inciting subversion of state power. He was prosecuted alongside mainland resident Peng Yuhua, who received a sentence of 7 years for the same offense. The court has found the pair guilty of forming an illegal organization with the ultimate goal to overthrow the Chinese government and its political system. Li and Peng have both told the courts they will not appeal their verdicts. U.S. media giant Time is reportedly being purchased for $3 billion U.S. dollars by media conglomerate Meredith Corporation. It's being reported Iowa-based Meredith has agreed to pay $18.50 a share for Time. The value of the all-cash transaction, said to be around $2.8 billion U.S. dollars, including the assumption of debts and the company assets. The deal has reportedly been approved by both companies' boards and is expected to close in the first quarter of next year. Founded back in 1922, Time owns and publishes over 100 magazine brands, including its namesake Time, as well as Sports Illustrated, Fortune, and People. In 1990, Time merged with Warner Communications to form Time Warner. However, that merger lasted until 2014, when Time was spun off due to financial strains at the time for Time Warner. It appears trouble could be ahead for the Republican tax bill being proposed by the U.S. Senate. A second Republican senator, Steve Daines from Montana, has announced that he can't support the current legislation, suggesting it gives too much of a break to large corporations rather than small businesses. Daines and another GOP senator are opposing the bill. This now leaves the Republicans in the Senate with a dead even vote, which could still be passed with the tie-breaking vote by U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who's also the chair of the Senate. However, if one more Republican senator backs away from the controversial tax cut plan, the Republicans would not have enough votes to pass the bill. House Republicans have already passed a different version of a tax cut plan, which the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has determined will end up costing middle-class Americans more in taxes in the future, despite suggestions otherwise by the Republican leadership and U.S. President Donald Trump. A spokesperson for the Argentine Navy says water entered the ARA San Juan snorkel, causing its battery to short-circuit before the submarine disappeared. Sub was ordered back to its Mar del Plata base after the battery short circuit was reported. After contact with the San Juan was lost, a sudden noise was detected that the Navy says could have been the vessel's implosion. The San Juan, with 44 crew members on board, went missing on November 15th, reportedly with only a week of oxygen supplies. Ships and planes manned by some 4,000 personnel from 13 different countries have joined in the search effort. Israel's military has, for the first time, deployed its Iron Dome rocket defense system aboard a ship. The announcement on Monday comes after the military said that it had successfully tested the system in an exercise where simulated projectiles fired from land to sea were intercepted. The Israeli Navy says the system will defend Israel's ships and strategic assets at sea, like its offshore gas platforms. The military saying the deployment on ships stems from lessons learned from the 2014 Gaza War, and it's part of Israel's multi-layer rocket and missile defense system. The Iron Dome protects against short-range rockets. It intercepted hundreds of projectiles fired by the Islamic militant group Hamas and other Palestinians at Israeli towns in 2014. EU countries have adopted the use of weed killer glyphosate for the next 5 years after a heated debate over whether it causes cancer. The European Commission says in a statement that 18 countries had backed its proposal to renew the chemical's license, with 9 voting against and 1 abstaining. The chemical is a key agent in Monsanto's top-selling Roundup. The chemical has been used by farmers for more than 40 years. However, its safety was cast in doubt when a World Health Organization agency concluded in 2015 that it probably does cause cancer. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.